Time for community comment. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Dick Johnson with the Community Comment. When the governor, or Arnold, stood up and talked about the cuts he was making in the budget that affected the poor and disabled and other folks at the bottom of the heap, he said, "I feel your pain." You can guess what my reaction was. Governor Brown stood in front of the media with his easel and graph and threatened us with further cuts to those same poor, along with the schools, aid to children in need, and who knows what other factions, unless we paid more taxes. Now, I'm not against paying my fair share of taxes, as long as the money is well spent. At the same time, the gov said nothing about cutting from the top. I hate to beat a dead horse, but how many commissions and government panels are there where the members get a fat payment to meet a couple of times a year or so, and what do they accomplish? How about university administrators that pull down hundreds of thousands of dollars a year? Just what do they do to get paid those exorbitant salaries? They certainly don't earn that kind of money. No one can earn that much money. A baseball or football or basketball player can't earn millions of dollars a year. Like those computer whizzes and others who come up with brilliant ideas or products, they may generate millions or even billions of dollars, but they don't earn them. Much of what sports stars get is generated by TV and other endorsements. When we buy what's advertised on TV or endorsed by these stars, ultimately it is us who pays those salaries. Getting back to college administrators, they tell us we have to pay those exorbitant salaries to attract qualified people. Qualified for what? I imagine the structure is pretty well set, so just what do they do? Maybe some younger candidates for the jobs might have some fresh ideas and could work for less money and be glad to get it. Even 2/3 of those big salaries is still a lot of money, and that doesn't include the perks. Housing, travel, expenses. Why do we have to pay housing allowances to someone making that kind of dough? I have no problem with hitting millionaires of any sort with more taxes. Not fair, you say? Is it fair that a person drags down millions of dollars that he or she didn't earn, while schools have to drop busing students, as Southern Humboldt had to do, or kids go hungry or without medical care? I know it sounds like socialism, but we as a society owe our less fortunate some care and support. My wife and I were driving up Myrtle Avenue the other day. Actually, we were coming from taping my last comment when we passed a construction site where the worker was hit by a car and seriously, if not fatally, injured. What a horrible thing to happen, both to the worker and to the young driver. He said his windshield fogged up and he couldn't see. I've had the same thing happen to me and it's scary. The young man's lack of experience probably made things worse. My condolences to all involved. We have taken our animals to Myrtle Avenue Vet Hospital ever since it opened, so it was hard to say goodbye to Jeff Kelly Day on his retirement to Colorado. Good luck, Jeff. I know your associates will keep up the good work. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio, Eureka.